Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, February the 21st, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page, over to the left, under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's show. Well, I'm going to start off by talking about the National Health Service, Britain's all-embracing single-payer health insurance, and it's quite an achievement. Britain has a policy where it's not even insurance, it's just simply a service provided by the state for everybody. And you know, British people's lives are thanks to the NHS. If you need to go to the doctor, you register with one, you book an appointment, get treated and leave. They don't have to be in network. There are no co-pays or deductibles. If you lose your job, your healthcare is unaffected, nor does it make any difference if you move to a different part of the country. You will not be billed for your ambulance ride. You will not be billed for your appointment. You will not be given a $629 Band-Aid or a $5,000 ice pack or an $18,000 bottle of formula. You won't spend hours on the phone with an insurance company trying to figure out why some parts of your hospital visit were covered and others weren't. You will feel free. You'll feel free to think about getting well instead of about how to pay for treatment. So anyway, quite a long little exploration of the NHS of Britain. Then I'm going to talk about the what I call the greatest speculative madness ever. This market has been an astounding experience. Nearly all asset prices are inflated. And part of the reason is because money managers have to invest their clients' money. So we'll talk about that. Then just a very quick few sentences on Nancy Pelosi tearing up the president's speech, which I thought I should make a comment about at some point. Then I'm going to talk about the issue of how the Democrats really apparently want to repeat the impeachment nonsense all over again. Then I will talk about interpersonal communication. You know, once you know people well enough to feel close, there's an unconscious tendency to tune them out because you think you already know what they're going to say. So it turns out the best way for us really to understand those closest to us is to actually listen to what they have to say. Then another piece on the market and the Fed. You know, the Fed claims godlike control is the title of the segment. It is entirely the Fed which generates self-reinforcing stampedes of speculative mania. So I thought I should really give that a little bit of a mention. And then to end the show, we'll have another bad news Boeing segment. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, all yours for today. So, you know, I hope that those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email requesting the shows and I'll get it off to you. And I hope that after receiving those shows, you will decide to become a paying patron and support the show. So let me finish by giving you my contact information, my email, which is on my page of the Podbean at the top. But if you didn't get it there, it's rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's RWL, my initials, Martin is my name, 1 is the number. rwlmartin1@aol.com. And then I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. And my Facebook page has shorter comments, which are not really substantial enough for inclusion in the main show. But you can find them by going to www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now, that's all one word, lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter page is the one-liners, so hopefully you will enjoy some of those by going to www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Those are my initials, RM, and the words Wake Up Call, all pushed together. One word, no spaces, no punctuation, all lowercase, please. RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so with that, I will leave you and be back again on Monday with another synopsis of the Wake Up Call. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.